So, Josh, you can turn your Bibles over to Exodus 19. Exodus 19, great. Look, the scriptures already. Last night was fun. Really enjoyed our Christmas party. For me, it's probably the best one. I'll tell you why. Because I hate white elephant parties.
Really?
It just diminishes the value of giving. Because you get to give. If I don't like your gift, I get to give it away. And I'm like, does that go against what Christmas is about? You know, it's like, you know, be grateful that somebody gave you something.
Why do you think gifts come with return receipts now?
Man, I hear you. You know what? And that's why people say, that's why the world says, look, let's give them gift cards. Yeah. So we don't have to deal with the rejection. Think about it. If I give you the money, you won't reject that because you're going to do whatever you want to do with the money. Just like it takes out the meaning of giving, you know. But I love that. I said, okay, amen, no white elephant party. I was like, whatever, you know. I said, look, to me, just me personally, it just diminished the value of, like, why don't we look at this party? Felt like a corporate party when I used to do this party. But last night was great. It was good. It was fun. I appreciate the Normans opening up their home.
Amen.
A lot of fun, a lot of great Christmas tree and everything, the food. It was good. The fellowship was really what was the best. It was great. I have Corey's mom there and a friend, you know, and I enjoyed it. To have James, I think, was it Theo that was there?
Yeah.
Enjoyed all of it. It just, I looked around and said, man, this is a blessing to, just to celebrate Jesus' birthday with everybody and what it brings together. So I was really encouraged by that last night. I said, man, this is the way they all should be done, you know. We'll figure it out. But hey, man, we're going to be able to Exodus 19. And, of course, we're in that season where we really emphasize and we tend to highlight why we need to be grateful for Jesus, for God's gift to us. When God saw that the world was in desperate need of a Savior, it's great when somebody sees that you're in desperate need and they do something about it.
Yep. Yes.
God said, these people here, man, they don't mess with or hurt themselves. Let me send them some help. You know, I looked up a word in that's kind of me who I am. If it's a word I don't understand, I was like, oh, what does that word mean? I want to figure out what it is. You know, like we were singing Silent Night, and it says the shepherds, they quake. What does quake mean? You know, because my mind's thinking like, quake, or what does quake mean? And I was like, that's a different terminology than what the scripture said that they responded. But, you know, just sitting, learning things. But so I learned that, you know, I want to say, let's see what Advent means. You know, we use like fancy words, big words. We try to cut this, I guess, a whole bunch of words down, Advent. And it says Advent is a Christian season of preparation for the nativity of Christ at Christmas. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's what we do. We're preparing for Christ. And I think back then, you know, when Christ was being born in the world, a lot of people were preparing. And some people were unaware. But a lot of people were preparing for the arrival of Christ. You know, for us preparing, you know, we're preparing for the birth of a king, a savior, a creator, a doctor, and a builder. Christ wears so many hats. You know, but what does it look like to prepare for an epic event?
Amen.
Come on now.
Oh, it doesn't look like the prayer for an event. Mm-hmm. And over in Exodus chapter 19, you know, this is after Moses has led out all the Israelites. You know, God has put Moses in the position during his day. Moses was their Jesus during his day, and he was leading them out. And so God says, time for them to meet me. They need to see me and feel my presence personally. Not only keeping it exclusive to Moses, but to everybody. And so he said, Moses, your job is to go help them to prepare. And Exodus chapter 19, verse 10, it says, and the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. These people are about to enter into an epic event.
Wow.
You're about to meet the Father. I tell you, on our day, when we leave this earth, we're going to have an epic event. We're going to be able to sit face to face with God.
Mm.
That's going to be epic.
That will be epic.
You know what I thought? So we're preparing for God. We're preparing for the birth of Christ. We're celebrating his birth. But what does it look like? God makes something very clear. He said, you need to consecrate yourself. Got to clean yourself up. You know, consecrate is about dedicating and being holy. Cleaning myself up to make myself presentable as much as possible. But we also have to realize I can never fully clean up myself without the power of Jesus. Yeah.
That's right.
But I can contribute some effort to the cause. And that cause just happened to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why the Savior is born.
Mm-hmm.
Epic moments require my best efforts. God says the people would have to prepare themselves to meet him.
Amen.
As we look forward to celebrating the birth of Christ, we have to prepare ourselves. The world starts preparing in July.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever watch a Hallmark channel where they have Christmas in what?
Christmas in July.
Uh-huh.
And then there are a lot of men going around saying, this is too early, ain't it? It's just too early.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we celebrating Christmas? It's just too early.
Yeah.
It's just too early.
It's all good.
You know, and then stores, they stop putting up Christmas decorations. They start putting up the Christmas decorations. I should say as early as September.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
They won't even let me clear Labor Day. Can I just enjoy the last like major summer holiday? You know, Christmas trees start going up the 1st of November. And yet I have witnessed some Christmas trees that never go down. They're up all year round.
Uh-huh.
I know somebody left a Christmas tree and always kept a gift up in there. I said, is that real? They said, no, but just keep it up under there all year round. Amen. And Christmas gifts, actually, since long ago when banks said, hey, start a Christmas fund.
Oh, my God.
They start having the day ready and stuff. Put your money back so you can be prepared to get your money back Christmas gifts.
Layaway.
Oh, man. You know, the world, it just starts early preparing to celebrate the holidays. But as disciples, we should celebrate Christ always. And we should be preparing to meet the King someday. Right? It should be our heart. You know, I notice that God time frame, and this is the nod to the cross. He said, have them prepared today and tomorrow. And then on the third day, I was like, on the third day, we can have our great meeting. A great encounter. He gave them 2 days to prepare, and the third day they would experience something epic.
Yep.
They would meet God. You know, our epic day is approaching. That day, as we call Christmas, is the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How are you preparing yourself to celebrate the birth of our King and Savior? Are you cleaning up your mind? Are you getting your heart right? Remember, this is an important day. It's just not some big economic or social thing. Christmas Day, all the gifts and they on the news, all the credit cards gonna be high, people are still buying. No, this is an epic event. This is the day that we celebrate as the birth of our Savior.
Amen.
How are you preparing? Are you more caught up in the hustle and bustle? I got to find the best gift. Mm-hmm. Or are you more grateful? Like, man,
mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful that God set aside a day that the enemy can't take away. That God said these days belong to me, every one of them. But this day is special.
Mm-hmm.
You need to recognize my son who is your king.
Mm-hmm.
You need to recognize my son who is your savior, your rescuer. You need to recognize my son who is your creator. That's right. You were made through him. You need to recognize my son, who is the great physician. Always seeking to heal your soul. You need to recognize my son, who is the original church builder.
Amen.
Christmas is an epic event. Not because of all the money you can spend,
mm-hmm.
but because Christ gave us an epic being,
yeah,
who would save us from our sins.
Yes.
you can turn on to Matthew chapter 2, you know, so we're talking about an epic event that is happening, that is coming up. But in this epic event, we need to learn how to appreciate Christ. And that's something I think we don't do. And as earlier I mentioned about, you know, preparing for Christ is about cleaning your heart and your mind. Families and friends can test you on holidays. And sometimes we can test ourselves too much. Because we want things to be so right. We expect it to be a certain way. And it has to be that way or Christmas is all ruined. But God is saying, it's about my son. So was so-and-so bread and macaroni and cheese. It's going to be all right.
Amen.
All right. So-and-so can make that kid stop when they know we'd ask them not to make it no more. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Jesus is still Lord.
Amen.
God said, does it really matter that so-and-so is never on time for family Christmas dinner?
Mm-hmm. Preach, brother.
God said, guess what? God said, you can start at 2 o'clock. It's going to be all right. There'll be leftovers when they get there.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Leftovers.
God said, Christmas is not about all of those things. Those Amen. Things are byproducts Amen. Of what made Christmas.
Yeah.
He said, but it's about Jesus. Yeah. It's about the gift. Yeah. It's about that epic event. Do not allow the little mistakes or the nuance that people do or that they don't do ruin this epic event for you.
Amen.
Be happy. Be grateful.
Amen.
If they show up late, yeah, it can be a bother. But be glad they made it.
Amen.
Because on that day, a lot of people are not making it to Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not. If they don't make a certain dish right, it's okay.
Yep.
There are other dishes there to partake in. Celebrate that epic event.
Yep.
You know, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi, meaning shepherds, from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw this star when it rose and have come to worship him. You know, as you prepare yourself for this epic event, you need to be prepared to worship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Respect is about honoring. Honoring is about respect. You know, many people everywhere go to church for the wrong reasons. They just do.
Yeah.
We should be coming to church to worship Jesus. Meaning show respect and give honor to the King.
That's right.
Our respect and honor for Jesus should reflect through our appreciation and gratitude for this gift.
Mm-hmm.
This gift is Jesus. This respect for Jesus is meant to be a shared joy amongst the believers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, my respect for Jesus should inspire you. Should inspire you. And your respect for Jesus should encourage me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you come to Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you go to church? Is it to worship the King? You know, the Savior should be adored at all times in your life. This is also worship for Jesus. You know, the Christmas party was so great last night. And in that party, I watched us worship Jesus last night through our fellowship, through our conversations, and even the cards we made. I really love how everything was together. That was showing respect. Our focus was on Jesus.
Yeah.
And not on us. I even loved the part singing birthday to Jesus. Oh man, I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Amen.
Because I can't remember when I've been to a Christmas party where we sung happy birthday to Jesus.
Right. Right.
Now either I've just missed it and I'm getting older or it never happened. I'm going to take it never happened. But I love that. I say, this is what it should be.
Yeah.
This is an epic event.
Yep.
Why are we not celebrating an epic being who is our King? We respected and honored Jesus last night. And our actions and the gift bags we brought together that we're going to give the people and the cars and stuff. And just sharing about each other what we're grateful and thankful. That is celebrating Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest gift that we gave to one another was our joy for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That was the greatest. There ain't no gift you can give it will match that.
That's right.
It was great to be in a room with people who were unified. Amen. Work for Jesus. Just loved it. Just loved it. You know, worship, once again, if you look at the words, worship is defined as the feeling or expression of reverence and adoration for a deity.
Yes.
Just happened to be Jesus. Reverence in that definition means a deep respect for someone or something. For us, it's Jesus. And adoration in that meaning of worship means a deep love and respect. As we prepare to worship the King on his special day, we definitely need to have reverence for him,
mm-hmm.
and definitely adoration. It needs to be deep, and it needs to be respected. Finally, guys, in closing, go to Luke. Turn to Luke chapter 2. So we talked about the parents getting our mind right and getting our heart right to celebrate this epic event. We talked about worship, showing respect for Jesus on his day. But you know, they call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we have a day that's carved out, and I am so grateful we have that day, we need to remember that God, that Jesus is with us all the time.
Yeah.
Not just on his epic day, but every day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every day. So knowing about this epic event, knowing about this epic being, knowing about this epic moment, what are we to do with it?
Yeah.
We need to tell the world about Jesus.
Amen.
You know, Luke chapter 2, verse 15, it says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Stop right there. Wow. You know, giving a gift to someone encourages the heart.
Yes.
It will prompt them to share about the gift that they have received.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shepherds, when they went there, they saw Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, I thought about the song, Couldn't Keep It To Myself.
Yeah.
I said, man. Well, also when I saw this verse, I thought, as many times as I've read the Bible, this is the first time where I've actually taken notes where it says that when they shared about Jesus and what was told to them about the child and what they seen, people, when they heard it, they were amazed.
Right.
We always hear that about Jesus when he teaches that people are amazed. But here God is showing you that those of us who are the representation of Christ, and that when we spread about Christ and how powerful Christ is, and if we are unified and connected with God and believe in God, people will be amazed.
That's right.
And when you speak about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Jesus should have the impact on you. You know, God has given us the greatest gift ever given, Jesus. This gift is so amazing that the shepherds could not keep it to themselves. What about you? Do you view Jesus as a gift that you cannot keep to yourself?
Right.
Is it just in you so bad? You're like, man, I got to let this out. I got to share with everybody. I got to tell everybody about this amazing and miraculous gift. This is an epic thing that has happened. Are your hearts like the shepherd? I got to share it with everybody. You need to know. It says they had to go out and share the good news. Ain't that something? The good news is, guess what? A king is born. A savior is born. Oh man, hope has come into the world. Y'all not ready for it yet. They said you better get ready. You need to get ready.
Amen.
You know, when they shared this good news, it says, and when people heard the good news, they were amazed. Here's a question for you. You've celebrated so many Christmases. You've heard about, man, Jesus being born so many times. But you know what God wants to know about you and I? Are you still amazed? Mm-hmm. Every year it comes around, are you still standing in awe about this epic event that happened?
Yes.
Are you still amazed to this day?
Wow.
This day signifies that Jesus, our Lord Creator, chose to be born in the very flesh that he created us in so that we could be saved.
Amen.
Are you still amazed? That's the question to ask yourself. Man, are you still amazed by God's gift to you, which is Jesus? Are you telling everyone about Jesus every chance you get? Because if you are amazed, you're not being closed-mouthed. You're
That's
being
right.
very bold
That's
about
right.
it. If you are still amazed, you're not being closed-mouthed. You are being very vocal about Jesus. Does the gift of Jesus still move you to share about him? Does the gift of Jesus still move you to pray and give God his glory? You know, in verse 20, after they had, in verse 19, goes a little farther, but after the shepherds went out, it says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. It says the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. What about you? Are you still glorifying and praising God? Is that still your heart? Christmas is an amazing event. It is the event of all times. We have other holidays, but outside of Christmas and Easter, there are no greater holidays.
No.
One celebrates the birth of the king, and one other celebrates the death of a savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Read that song. Epic event. Epic day. Wow. I love it. I love it. We need to be like Mary. We need to treasure all these things that God has done and is still doing. For all of us, we have a lot of Christmas to celebrate.
Yep.
We have an opportunity to be a part of so many more epic Christmas. To talk about Jesus, why Christmas is. I'm grateful that God set the example of what it means to give. I'm also grateful that God has set the example of what it means to be grateful when somebody gives. The world has tarnished our heart.
Yes.
It has tarnished our heart about giving.
Yep.
That's why we do gift cards. Because we hate it when somebody rejects my gift. Yeah. That's why we keep on receipts. So they can take advantage of something and tarnish it. Mm-hmm. But the original Christmas, as we know it, that moment was not meant that way. Mm-hmm. God said, no, I'm going to give you Jesus so you can give him back. Mm-hmm. No, you need Jesus. Yeah. You need this gift.
Yep.
I remember growing up, my mom and dad were military. There were times when we didn't have enough money. And my mom taught me, she said, you know what? We may not have much, but if you go out there and get a rock and paint it, that'll be enough.
Mm-hmm. That's
I
right.
I never forget that. My mom said, it's not about the rock. It's about the heart to give.
Yes.
And the mom said, let other person on the edge to receive it, knowing that you thought enough about them to do something. Mm-hmm. The world says, no, I don't want a rock. I want all these fancy little things. Mm-hmm. And if you can't give me these fancy little things, you have no value. Mm-hmm. That's the way of the world. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is like, no, you have value. All these other little gifts and trinkets, okay, they're just byproducts. But they do not make up the kingdom. They do not make up the heart of the believer. They do not. We can't celebrate all the little tricks and gifts. We got to celebrate what's important.
Yes.
is Jesus. And the example that God set by saying, you know what? This is what you need. This is what you need. And the right heart will receive it as, this is what I need.
That's right.
This is what I need. We need to be like Mary. We need to treasure up all these things that God has been doing and that God has done and continue to do. And we need to continuously, like Mary, ponder them in our mind and in our heart and our soul. I thought that was really cool that God pointed out how she meditated on everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it in deeply. Processing this. This great event that is happening. In closing, as we prepare to celebrate this epic event, let's consecrate our being. Mm. Let's get our minds, let's get our heart and our soul right. It needs to be in the right place to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Yes.
On that day, let's worship the King, who is our Savior. Let's show him the respect and the adoration that is always due. And finally, may you be amazed always by this epic event, that it may spur you on to go tell the world about this amazing gift.
Amen.
Amen.
Just so happened to be Jesus.
Right.
Thank you guys so much.
Amen. Amen.